I want to focus on some issues regarding New Jersey nursing homes and the coronavirus, because there are some actions finally being taken. The Senate GOP in Trenton is going to hold its own hearings on the COVID response in New Jersey, focusing on nursing home deaths, unemployment benefits, and a variety of other topics. There'll be three or four. This will be done online, you know, the Zoom with a multi-square screen, the Brady Bunch scenario, I guess you'd call it. These are going to be the online hearings. The Green Plan starting on March 5th with a focus on nursing homes. Senator Joe Panaccio said future hearings are going to study small business impacts, government response at the Motor Vehicle Commission. Well, we know the response. COVID breaks down, they close them down. And Labor Department education as well as school openings. Like you need me to remind you, 39% of lab confirmed COVID-related deaths since March of 2020, or 7,831 of the 20,004 deaths in the state, have been among residents and staff of long-term care facilities. Reported 30% of small businesses they've permanently closed. Tens of thousands of people's unemployment benefits have been delayed. Some members of the general public will be able to testify at these hearings, especially on the nursing homes and business closures. Lawmakers also trying to line up scientists, academics, doctors who can add detail and expertise into these various topics. Murphy administration officials are being invited to participate as well. Their RSVP is probably going to be safely assumed as a thanks but no thanks. Back in May of 2020, Senate President Steve Sweeney and Senate Minority Leader Tom Kaine Jr. announced that the Senate would create a special review and recovery committee, but the enabling resolution that was never passed. And Republicans down in the State House tried three times to force a vote on the bill in the Senate. That didn't work out either. Moving down to Washington, Representatives Mikey Sherrill and Bill Pascrell Jr. of New Jersey reintroduced their legislation to improve oversight of long-term care facilities, protect seniors and workers. It's called the Protecting Residents with Oversight, Transparency, and Enforcement for Compassionate Treatment in Long-Term Care, more easily pronounced as Protect LTC Act. It provides $100 million to state survey agencies to increase investigations and surveys, purchase PPE, personal protective equipment, and boost staffing levels. The bill also increases civil monetary penalties for outbreak-specific violations in nursing homes that include staff shortages, overcrowding, insufficient PPE. Under the bill, state agencies have to complete a standard assessment within 4 weeks of an outbreak and every 6 months after that. State survey agencies will have flexibility on the timing. They'll prioritize follow-up assessments for facilities in areas with a high infection rate and those with a history of low staffing or that have previously been out of compliance.